Juneau Police Officer James Esbenshade was responding to a 911 call on December 29th near the Chinook Apartments when he encountered Juneau resident Kelly Stevens. During an altercation between the two, Esbenshade shot Stevens in the stomach. Stevens later died at the hospital. And later that day, someone left a note on Virginia Stevens' doorstep. It had a case number on it and a phone number for her to call. She says she had a hard time tracking anyone down, but finally got a phone number for Juneau Police.
I was told my son was dead. And the one thing I ask is this, did he suffer pain as he died? I wasn't given any particulars of the incident. And the guy told me that he didn't have that information. I've since found out that he didn't die easily. I mean, he was in pain, which hurts my heart.
Virginia and Kevin Stevens are Kelly Stevens' parents, and they have filed a wrongful death lawsuit in federal court. In it, they say that Kelly Stevens' civil rights were violated and that he didn't have to die. They announced the lawsuit during a press conference with their lawyers on Wednesday. They say they want to know the details of how their son died. Their lawyers say they've been trying to get information from Juneau Police for 3 months. Los Angeles attorney John Sweeney is representing the family.
Juneau Police Department and their authorities are moving at glacier speed compared to the rest of the country in releasing this information. It's very simple. If the parents had a question about how their son was killed, to release the body cam video.
Anchorage lawyer Ben Crittenden, who is also on the Stevens' legal team, says that has left the family without any closure.
The video does not lie. It would tell us exactly what happened.
KTOO has asked for audio and video from that night as well. Juneau Police denied that request in January, saying the case was still being investigated. But they later released several minutes of body camera and dash cam video from Esbenshade's response to the 911 call. The video tracks closely with the description laid out by the state in a report released in March. An investigator with the state's Office of Special Prosecutions described body cam video, written reports, audio recordings, photos of the altercation, and listened to recorded witness interviews. He also laid out why the state would not be charging Officer Esbenshade with a crime. That report is written by the state's Chief Assistant Attorney General, but it's based on his review of an investigation that Juneau Police did themselves. The report starts with a description of an encounter at a local grocery store that happened hours before Stevens died. The investigator describes Stevens approaching someone in the parking lot of the store, swinging what witnesses described as a grappling hook, and shouting that he was going to kill the man. Another witness is detailed in the report saying that Kelly Stevens told her to call the cops because he wanted to commit suicide by police. An officer Esbenshade responded to that incident at the grocery store, but he didn't see Kelly Stevens. Later that night, he responded to a 911 call reporting that there had been a shot fired near an apartment complex. In the video, it's dark and difficult to see, but there is clear audio from Esbenshade's body camera. As Officer Esbenshade gets out of his patrol car, you can hear yelling, and the video shows a shadowed figure walking quickly towards him, followed by a dog. Witnesses told KTOO after the shooting that Kelly Stevens had taken his puppy for a walk up Cinema Drive and that he was carrying a dog leash. The video shows Stevens advancing on Esbenshade, yelling that he was going to kill the officer. He also tells Esbenshade to shoot him. Officer Esbenshade tells Stevens to stop 3 separate times. He asks what Stevens is carrying in his hands. Stevens keeps yelling, "I will kill you," at him. Then there's a single gunshot, and Stevens screams and falls down. As Esbenshade steps toward him, Kelly Stevens comes into view, curled up and screaming on the ground. But he keeps asking to be killed. The state investigator goes on to conclude that Officer Esbenshade was justified in his use of deadly force, that he was defending himself against the threat of serious physical injury, and that Esbenshade, quote, could have subjectively believed that Mr. Stevens was going to assault him with the chain, end quote. Officer Esbenshade didn't say that he believed he was in danger. Through his attorney, he declined to be interviewed during the investigation. But even with the video, the family's attorney, Sweeney, says they would have sued anyway.
We're not going to depend on them give us what they want to give us. We're entitled to get everything under the federal rules of civil procedure, to get everything, and we want to get everything.
The family says in the lawsuit that Stevens wasn't armed, that the dog leash he was carrying wasn't a threat to the officer. And one of the family's attorneys, Stephen Glickman, says Juneau police haven't been forthcoming with information, so it has been hard for the family to piece together exactly what happened. He says because the family lives in Las Vegas, they had to rely on news reports to find out what happened. First, they hired a private investigator who also wasn't able to get much information, and eventually they hired lawyers.
And the only way to get to the truth is to find out what happened. And the lawsuit's filed so we can get to the truth and get the Stevens the answers that they deserve for what happened to their only son.
In Juneau, I'm Rasha McChesney.